Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and we've talked on the show about the paleo diet and being a vegan versus being a vegetarian and this and that. But what about the micronutrients? Well, it is about time. So we're going to talk about the wonderful book, The Micronutrient Miracle, The 28-Day Plan to Lose Weight, Increase Your Energy, and Reverse Disease. We've got Jason Calton, PhD, and Mira Calton, CN, back on the show. Hello, you lovely people.
Oh, right back at you, you lovely people yourselves.
Great to be here.
Well, thank you. All right, let's jump right in. Why are micronutrients so key?
Well, I think we've been looking in the wrong direction for a long time. Like you said, we've all been kind of, you know, focused on the carbs, fats, and proteins, which are the macronutrients, and that's one component of food. And yes, it's very important to nutrition, but there's a whole other side to it, and these are the micronutrients. This is the vitamins, the minerals, the essential fatty acids, the amino acids, even the phytonutrients that we hear so much about. And it really comes down to science is now showing us that it's deficiencies in these micronutrients that is really at the core of so many health conditions and diseases we're suffering from.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. And, you know, I loved it when you came on last time when we talked about it. And I want you to give our listeners some examples of what are some of those conditions that people are suffering from, because we know that deficiency in nutrients can lead to a host of things, like you just said. Can you just give us, let's say, three or four examples of some of the things that are so dependent on these micronutrients?
Well, the thing is, every single function in your body is actually dependent on these micronutrients. But let's look at a few. Like, if you're deficient in, say, your magnesium, maybe you're not going to sleep so well one night. But then say maybe you are also deficient over a long period of time in magnesium and calcium. Also, you're deficient in vitamin D, you're deficient in. Then you're likely going to fall into, like what I did, and get advanced osteoporosis.
Right.
If you're deficient, however, in, say, your calcium, magnesium, or your potassium, that intricate relationship between those three ends up giving you hypertension or high blood pressure. So it's really like a puzzle. It depends which pieces are missing in your body to which functions will not get satisfied every day, and that leads to different diseases.
And I love that you said that because, I mean, the truth is, like we talked about last time, is that 90% of all Americans are deficient in at least one vitamin or mineral, which is completely staggering and which goes, you know, obviously talks to the fact that our food is so deficient in the soil that it's grown in. So, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, or maybe not. Maybe we can touch on that today as well. But I love that you say that because it's not necessarily, like, you know, it might be 90% that are deficient at least one micronutrient, but I'm guessing that most people are deficient in several.
Right. That's what it comes down to. So we think about micronutrient deficiencies a lot of times, the diseases associated with them, with older health problems like scurvy or rickets. These are single micronutrient deficiency diseases, where now we're dealing with multiple micronutrient deficiency diseases. They've taken on new names. These are the names of the long latency lifestyle diseases that are plaguing us all. So like Mira said, it's the osteoporosis, it's the hypertension, it's the Alzheimer's. I mean, a new report just came out just this month, definitively linking Alzheimer's disease to a vitamin B1 or a thiamine deficiency. So this is really important stuff. And it is kind of like an orchestra, you know, and it's very similar to how music is played, the way that micronutrients work in your body. You put a harp and a flute and a violin together, and they're going to create a very distinct piece of a very distinct sound. It's the same thing when specific micronutrients are deficient. They create a very distinct health condition or disease. The idea and our goal with the Micronutrient Miracle is to teach people about how micronutrients work in the body, explain to them what they need to do to become micronutrient sufficient so that they can just be sufficient across the board. And what's amazing is really it doesn't really matter what health condition or disease you're suffering from because of micronutrient deficiency. When you become sufficient, those conditions tend to be alleviated greatly or even eliminated.
I love that. So for those of you who are just tuning in now, we're talking to Jason and Mira Calton, and we're talking about their amazing book called The Micronutrient Miracle. And, you know, one of the things that I'm very, you know, people ask me a lot is, all right, Andrew, what vitamins do you take? What vitamins and minerals do you take? What should I be taking? And obviously, we know that we should be getting a lot of it or try to get a lot of it from the food, but like we said, we can't. So I'm going to throw this question back at you two. What should we be taking? I know, do you guys have a list of the top five? I mean, obviously, you know, if you think food is up there, I would love to hear. So when people ask me, I could say, well, J. Jason and Mira said you should be taking this.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay. Because they're like a orchestra, like Jason was saying, we want a good multivitamin because that's going to give you the most broad spectrum across the, like a nice, you know, blanket just to try to make sure that everything is covered. And that's going to be, you know, just to get you towards that, push you more towards that sufficiency level across the board. So we're always looking to have a good multivitamin as the first step. Add on to that, because most multivitamins don't include omega-3, our second favorite would probably be an omega-3. And we definitely want you to have that. Our rule of thumb is eat them or take them. So with your omega-3, most people aren't eating 4 servings of really good high omega-3 fish a week. So if you're not, we suggest you take an omega-3 supplement as well. Amino acids. That would be number 3. You got to get a good source of your amino acids, the building blocks of protein. That's going to make sure that you're, you know, some of them are good for your gut healing, such as glutamine. Other ones are good for, you know, building your muscles. So we want to make sure that that's definitely in your diet as well. So that's for usually found in a protein powder. Another one we probably like is probiotics. You know, there's so much going on with the gut right now, and such great research being done. But remember, micronutrients are digested in your gut. So we want to make sure that you've got a lot of good, healthy bacteria to help that happen. And I think the last one we'd probably say is a good source of fat, something that you always want to be having at the same time as your multivitamin, because without good, healthy fats, your micronutrients cannot be fully absorbed. You need fat for fat-soluble vitamins to be absorbed.
You know, I love that you said that. I'm looking at your list. I'm like, yep, I pretty much recommend the same things. And, you know, when it comes to EFAs or omega-3s, we work with great companies. We work with Nordic Naturals, Carlson, and we work with Barlean. So we're big fans of fish oil here at Naturally Savvy. And I love that you're talking about amino acids. So, and you know, just before we get into that, probiotics, another big fan of that because we work with BioK. So we love that. When it comes to amino acids, you said throw it into your shake. Tell me a little bit about kind of how we should be getting that. So is that just like a protein shake we should be getting, or are there specific amino acids we should be taking?
Again, amino acids kind of, they're, again, falling under that micronutrient blanket, and we want to do the same thing that we want to do with the vitamins and the minerals. We want to get a wide variety. So with amino acids, we want to get a full spectrum. So two types of protein that we can take. Animal-based proteins, it's kind of like food, animal or plant, right? So animal-based proteins have already naturally a full spectrum of the amino acids that the body needs. And so we like whey protein a lot because all the casein protein is eliminated with whey. When they take dairy and create whey, it's kind of like the curds and whey from the old story. You know, curds are casein and whey is whey. And so a lot of people who even have aversion to dairy can handle whey quite well. And it's very light. It's really super good on the stomach. It contains a lot of precursors to glutathione, which is basically the number one antioxidant in the world. You know, there's tons and stuff. I think there's over 90,000 studies done on glutathione alone showing that the people with the highest levels of glutathione are the healthiest and people with the lowest are the least healthy. So there's a strong case to be made for that. You've also got your plant-based. The only problem is that really the only fully complete plant-based protein is soy, and the real problem is so many people, I mean, soy is 93% genetically modified these days. It's hard to find a good source of it. And soy also is goitrogenic, which means it can affect the absorption of iodine by your thyroid. So one of the things we like to do is combine, and we really like pea protein and rice. When you combine pea and rice together, you do get a complete protein. So so there's some good tips there.
I love that you guys said that. Now, Lisa, I mean, I can't believe that we're out of time. Like, literally, I don't know where the time just went. Mira and Jason, I mean, you guys are awesome, and I think you guys have an amazing book. And for those of you who are listening, definitely buy their book, The Micronutrient Miracle. And if you want to learn more about Mira and Jason, you could visit their website at mymiraclegifts.com. That's correct, right?
That is correct.
All right, and then you can also follow them on Twitter at Calton Nutrition. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to take your micronutrients today and stay well.